The Radio Ashford Feel Good Out with Sam Griffin and Nigel Jones. Get set for the weekend with a happier you. Friday lunchtime from 12:30 on the Sam Griffin Show. Radio Ashford, hit on 7th and 1 FM or on your smart speaker.
As we move into 2026, millions of people are setting personal goals and fresh intentions. Many of us use this time to make changes, cutting back on alcohol, starting diets, joining the gym, or promising ourselves that this year will be different. A dry January alone sees millions of people resetting their relationship with alcohol, hoping this is the year change finally sticks. Statistics show, though, that many New Year's resolutions are prone to failure, not because people lack willpower, but because resolutions are often built on pressure, guilt, or all or nothing thinking rather than a realistic plan. Today's Feel Good Hour is about doing things differently. Joining me, as always, is the gorgeous Nigel Jones, a life coach, hypnotherapist, NLP practitioner, best-selling author of Walking Back to Happiness, and founder of the 9 Kilometer by 9 AM movement. Today, we're going beyond resolutions and talking about how to design a 2026 blueprint for goals and growth. How are you?
Great to see you, Sam.
Happy New Year
to you. Yeah, it's great to be back on the Feel Good Hour.
It's gone so quickly already. I know we did one just before Christmas, but we're back already. First one of the year, and it's good to have you back. Now, let's talk resolutions.
Yep.
Everyone, most people do resolutions. But what are they, and why do people find them such a struggle to keep going?
Right, well, they're basically promises that we make to ourselves at the start of the year. And yeah, they can be about improving habits, becoming a better version of who we are. They tend to get split up into like relationships, finance, habit change and things like that.
Yeah.
But 80%, so the figures show, fail.
Yeah.
And the reasons for those very simply are at the start of the year, you're really, really highly motivated, but that goes quickly because the reality kicks in because a resolution isn't really a solid goal. It's more just like a wish.
Yeah.
And so they tend to be vague. And so, I'm going to drink less or I want to be happier. And things like that, they never work really because there's no sort of definition to them.
Yeah.
So today, I think, you know, what we're going to talk about is how you can define resolutions in a better way.
Yeah.
And there's also this, you know, what I find is this is all or nothing mindset about the whole thing.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, if I say I'm going to stop drinking for the whole month of January and I have one drink, then that's it. I've ruined it. I can't go on any further.
Yeah.
And really, that's not a good way to go about it because, you know, you can have a blip in these things.
Yeah, of course.
It's all more about a long-term change. When we were sort of chatting about this earlier on, I sort of was reading about the history of these resolutions, and they go back to like Roman times.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. So there was the Romans had a god called Janus, who's basically the god of beginnings and transitions.
Okay.
And they would basically all about looking forward and looking backwards, and they would pledge to the god of Janus.
Wow.
And in modern times, it's around about the early 1800s that you get New Year's resolutions popping up into common culture. Yeah. So it's interesting.
It's funny, isn't it? Because January is such a tough month anyway.
Yeah.
It's longer. It's colder. We get paid too early, so the money is a struggle after Christmas. But it is, though. All of these factors, there's loads of food left over.
Yeah.
You know, it's a hard month to say, oh, I'm going to do this and do that, because you've got so many worries potentially there already.
Yeah, yeah.
That potentially could stop you from doing it. Why is it better to focus on maybe more of a goal than a resolution? You know, what's the difference? Let's talk about the difference.
Yeah, so a goal is more structured. So if you look at like the definition of a goal, there's a great author called Napoleon Hill who said that a goal is a dream with a deadline.
Yeah.
So I really love that because as soon as you start putting like, you know, some structure around your dream, it becomes a goal.
Yeah.
And obviously a major part of structure is time. And so when we look at goals, there's this acronym called SMART. That if the goal fits the SMART, then it's a really, really solid goal.
Okay.
So S is basically, it should be specific or simple. You know, so it's a very straightforward thing, like I'm going to stop drinking. So that's it. Measurable and meaningful could be, you know, it's very important the goal has that ability to measure it. And obviously, if you say, I'm going to stop drinking, you can measure that quite straightforward by, I didn't drink today.
Yeah.
So you've got the measure part of it. Is it the A part of SMART is achievable? Make sure you believe you can achieve it.
Yeah.
So don't set a goal like, you know, I'm going to make myself £10 million this week. I mean, it's maybe you can do it.
Yeah, yeah.
But the reality is if you set those goals which are just not achievable, then they're going to push you back as well. And I suppose the achievable bit falls into the R part of SMART as well, which is realistic.
Yeah.
So again, achievable and realistic, similar things, but they're part of SMART. And the last bit, the T, is timely. So it's you know, it's, is it right for you to be doing this at this time,
In
your life?
Yeah.
So if your goal falls into SMART, then it's a very, very solid goal, basically. Yeah.
I love that. And we're going to talk about some top tips in a moment, because I think a lot of it is about what we leave behind and evaluate. So we're going to talk about that in a minute. We're going to get a song on. Now, we're obviously talking about New Year's resolutions or starting new goals for 2026. Yeah. How important is it, though, to kind of evaluate 2025 before you do those?
It's critical because, you know, you can't design where you're going if you haven't learned from, you know, where you've been. I mean, you've got to like look back and say to yourself, well, what went well, what didn't go so well, and spot some patterns in there. So I think, yeah, reflection is paramount. It's really important. In fact, you know, one of the things we're going to talk about today, which is this whole sort of year-end happiness review, which I think is, you know, that is really reflection. And I think this is a great way for listeners to actually start planning their goals or what they want to do in 2026. And so it's very simply what you would do is you would actually get a piece of paper and just write down on it five things and put them in boxes, if you like. And the first one is like, what was the happiest moments of 2025 for you? And just write them down. And, you know, a good tip here could be to go through your photos on your phone and just sort of see, you know,
good way of doing it.
Where you were smiling, where you were happy, where you've been, because you forget a lot of things.
100%.
Maybe. Pure reflection. So you just go back. So that's the first one is like, what was the happiest moments in 2025? Next box, what was the happiest thing I liked doing? What was I happiest doing in 2025? And, you know, that could be, you know, for me, for example, I was playing the guitar or coming here and doing the radio with you. I absolutely love that.
Yeah.
And so that's, you know, second box. Third box, who are you happiest with?
Yeah.
You know, really, really important. You know, so you know, look back on the year and what made you happy? Who made you happy?
Who were you with? Yeah.
Yeah. So you know, is it a friend, member of your family, husband, wife? Really, really important.
Yeah.
Box four, where were you happiest?
Yeah. On the beach.
On the beach, yeah. I mean, for me, the coast.
Yeah, coast, always good. Always good for me.
Yeah, and I've got a camper van, so I, you know, love being in that, love travelling around, being by the coast or in the mountain areas.
Yeah.
And so, you know, writing that down, also, you know, that's a reflection, and you just do like maybe like four or five under each header.
Yeah.
So write, you know, five where made you happy, five people that made you happy, five things you like doing that make you happy. Yeah. The fifth area is where did you have most fun?
Yeah.
So again, that could be simple. It could be like cooking, walking, being by myself, you know, just but write it down.
Yeah.
So that's the first bit. And then so put the five, so have those five boxes and then write into them the five things that you remember that are the happiest moments for you or the key moments of 2025. And then actually see if you can spot the structure or the patterns within it.
Yeah.
Because you'll see like that maybe travelers come up in three or four of the boxes or my partner's come up in three or four of the boxes or playing the guitar's coming up in three or four of the boxes. So you can start falling out from it. Almost like a strategy starts appearing of what you like doing.
Yeah.
And so that's really important sort of, and from that you can actually build your goal strategy for the year. And what another thing I would add to this is make a list of the things that made you unhappy in 2025.
So important.
So this is really important because you don't want to keep doing the stuff that you don't like. So pull the rug from under it. Don't let it go on. Don't sweep it under the rug again and just keep on that hamster wheel. If you didn't like doing something, stop it.
Yeah.
And then build that into your strategy for the next year. So, you know, that's a really good way of reflecting, reviewing that your happiest moments of the last year, and seeing the patterns that emerge, so you can actually write your plan for the new year.
The year end happiness review.
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
Such a nice way of saying it, rather than making resolutions.
Yes,
it's so important, isn't it? Let's talk about failure, because you know we kind of touched on it earlier.
Yeah,
many people kind of sit there leading up to New Year and go, right, this is what I want to achieve in 2026.
Yeah.
But like we said before, they fail.
Yeah.
Quite a lot. What are the reasons, the main reasons why this happens, and how can we kind of avoid them?
Yeah, so the main thing why a goal would fail is really the why that sits behind it.
Yeah.
So you've got to have a real reason for doing it. You've got to really believe in yourself. And that comes from changing your identity. So if you decide that you're going to stop smoking or smoke vaping or stop drinking alcohol, you've got to have a why about why you're doing it. And it might be for your family or your children
or your
health. Yeah, you want to live longer.
Yeah.
And those that why really drives you forward. And you know, I often quote that famous saying from Nietzsche that is, he who has a why to live for can bear almost anyhow. And it's so true that when you have a why, anything's possible. Because it's a real emotional, it's right at your heart, it's your purpose. I'm doing this because I am this. Mm-hmm. And that's really powerful. So the reasons why, the opposite, we could look at this as say, why do goals fail? But the opposite is why do they actually happen?
So
it's just another spin on it, or a reframe. So I would say, if you don't have a why, your goal is likely to fail. But if you do have one, it's likely to succeed. The other things that there's lots of reasons why. One of the main ones is the goal is too vague.
Yeah,
you know, like I'm gonna lose some weight, or I'm gonna drink less, or I'm gonna smoke less. You know, so they're not really specific.
There's no target.
No target. Yeah. No target. That's really key. There's a lack of a clear deadline as well.
Yeah.
You know, when are you going to achieve this by? You know, how long is it going to take you? How long do you want it to take you? Having a system in place is really, really important. So, you know, the vagarity, important. You need to make them clear. Have a deadline. Have, like we said at the beginning, a goal is a dream with a deadline.
Yeah.
One of the major things I see a lot of is just simply limiting beliefs. I mean, people believe, for some reason, they just can't do it. And at the end of the day, that's just something people tell themselves. It's a belief is just an assumption that you hold to be true. It's not true. And so if you're walking around telling yourself that you're not enough, or you're not good enough, or you're not going to do that, you couldn't possibly do that, then it will happen.
Yeah.
But if you walk around saying, yeah, I can do that, I'm going to smash that, I know I can do that, I've done things like this before, that language which you speak to yourself is so, so important to who you become, because, you know, your thoughts become your reality.
And, yeah, but, you know, and I think we've also got to be kind to ourselves.
Yes.
You know, we don't know what our year ahead brings. There might be roller coastery dips and highs on the way that we cannot avoid.
Yeah.
I think we also need to be mindful that if for any reason we've gone off piste because our life has changed in some way.
Yeah.
But that's okay for that moment.
Completely, yeah.
You know, we have to give ourselves a bit of grace.
Yeah, build in flexibility as well. And, you know, another reason I see a lot of is people set goals not for themselves, but to please others.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that is just got written. The potential for failure on those is just massive.
Yeah.
And so it's like, do the goals for yourself, you know, and they're the best ones.
Yeah.
And if you're going to do something for someone else, like a goal for someone else, you know, just build that in to work with them on it as well.
Yeah.
You know, set it as a goal for them as well.
I think also, so, you know, if we say you're choosing something like food or alcohol or smoking or a habit like that, invariably, I know for me that it then I always think I need to look after my mental health better. I need to do this. I need to move more. Once you have those one in place, everything else seems easier.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's like a domino effect, really. Yeah. So a big thing to change in your life is go out and do more exercise, or stop drinking alcohol, or stop smoking, or stop vaping. Yeah. Everybody knows they're bad for you, so stop those. And they're like a first domino, because once that domino falls, it'll hit another one, which so stopping smoking might mean it falls over and hits the domino, which is walk more.
Yeah, yeah.
And then which hits the domino, which is eat better.
Yeah,
which exactly. is the next one, which is, you know, go running or yeah. go, you know, they're all interlinked, as you say.
So
it's like pick a big one and then make sure that actually, once that topples, it'll knock others over.
Yeah.
There's this saying, which is, you know, imagine yourself almost as like an air traffic controller, and you're controlling the aeroplanes in the sky. But think of those aeroplanes as being your goals. And the one that you land, the big one you land, should be the one that makes the most difference to the rest of your life. So if you've got like 100 goals flying around there, pick a big one that you know if you land it, it'll start knocking loads and loads of others over as well.
Absolutely. And it does happen in that way.